321 on air. I'm Angelica Benitez, hosting for this month's GMP, and on this episode, the GMP sets off to broadcast from the CBS2 KCAL9 studios. Yay! We will see the different places and jobs that people perform to bring the latest news. And for our grand finale, the GMP interviews former anchor Sylvia Lopez. I hope you enjoy this month's episode, and here we go!
Hi, I am Victoria Benitez from the GMP, and this is what I saw at CBS2. First, the assignment desk, where we met Sumitra Battaglia. She had 3 computers, which must have been hard to control, police scanners, and a code orange screen that tells breaking news. She watches all of it, almost for 13 hours mostly, and chooses what news might be important to report. And next, at the studio control. And this is where the sound for newscast was edited, and also the director calls the show.
This is Angie Benitez, and this is what I saw. At a satellite station, people look for stories from assignment desk, and they upload stories from reporters to bring out newscasts. I saw computers and screens sending videos from around the world. It was really impressive.
Hello, this is Estuardo. First, I saw the sports center. There were about 30 screens on mostly football, and they choose what will go on air. And this is what I saw in the satellite station. Tom Novak let me maneuver the camera on Santa Monica Beach. Left, right, up, down, stay, and then you get to zoom in and zoom out. And it was a little bit difficult, but once you get used to it, it's probably gonna get easier and easier. And that camera stays 24 hours live, and it never ever turns off. We learned that there are live cameras all over LA and on the mountains also. So if they capture a film of a fire, weather, or something that's very tragic in the forest, they get to choose in live in the studio. And if you're at Santa Monica Pier and you see the camera, wave to it. You'll probably be on TV. Thanks, Tom Noet, for letting me use it.
Hi, I am Daniela Catalan, and I would like to tell you what I saw. So first, we went to the soundstage where you could see the newscast going on. We saw lots of lights. We saw the news at 5 to 5:30. Anchors Peter Daw and Andrea Fijii did a newscast about the puppies scaring off some bears. Then we saw Amber Lee do the weather report. It was amazing because she didn't have the actual screen. It was actually a green screen. After that, we went to the editing bay where we saw the story about the dog and bears being edited. Martha Deutsch made the camera a little more focused. The amazing thing was that we saw the story before it came out on the actual news.
Hi, Sylvia Lopez. I have a question for you. Why are you renouncing KCAL9?
The main reason was I reported for many, many years on health stories, and I decided I was really interested in health stories, but more than anything, I felt like I wanted to go out and work on some of the issues I was reporting on in the health world and see if I could help fix some of those health issues myself.
Did you receive any education as a child? Any schooling?
Yes, I went to school like all of you. I went to grammar school and middle school and high school, and then I went to college to study journalism. And I studied journalism at USC, the University of Southern California, and that's how I got the background to be a journalist.
Also, have you been in any dangerous situations?
I actually have been in dangerous situations. I have been in riots where there were people shooting. We had to drive out of there very quickly, my photographer and I, because we were in great danger. And I was thinking about this the other day. One time I went to cover a snowball fight in Granada Hills, not too far from us. And there were all these high school kids, junior high kids, throwing snowballs at each other at a park. Guess what? All of a sudden they started throwing snowballs at us, the reporters. And there were like 200 kids throwing snowballs at us. And it was really dangerous, and so we had to pack up our stuff and leave very quickly.
Who were the people on your team?
Well, we have many teams. So when you're a news reporter and you go in the field, you have two-man teams, the reporter and the photographer. So that was my team. Every day when I was a reporter, they'd say, okay, Sylvia, you're going to go out with this photographer, or you're going to go out with this photographer. So every day the teams are different. And when you're a news anchor, your team is bigger. It's a producer, your co-anchor, your makeup person, your writers. There may be 10 people on your team. We all work as a team together.
When you first came, did you have any competition or rival?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that there's a lot of competition between the reporters at different stations because everyone wants to be first. So all the reporters from Channel 2 are together, but we want to beat the reporters from Channel 7, and the reporters from Channel 7 want to beat us, and the reporters from Channel 4. So we're all trying to be first and get the story and get the scoop. So that's where most of the competition is.
How many times exactly have you been out of the country?
I would have to take some time and count, but I've been in Cologne, Germany, Rome, Italy, Mexico City, and maybe 6 other cities in Mexico. I've been in close to the border with Guatemala. Gosh, a few other places that I'm not even thinking of right now. At least a dozen times I was out of the country, and then also out of Los Angeles and Washington, D.C., doing different reports in Arizona and San Diego and San Francisco. So I did get to have some good trips.
What made you be a reporter?
That's a really good question. What made me be a reporter was I like to tell stories, and I like to be in places where there's a lot of action, and I like to write. I always liked to write and read when I was a little girl growing up. And so I began to look at journalism because I knew it was about writing and telling stories and lots of action.
Did you get good grades in writing and reading?
Yes, I did get good grades, but only when I really tried. I had to work very hard to get good grades and study very hard. When I was in first grade, second grade, third grade, I didn't try very hard. And then I got this teacher in fourth grade, and she said, "You can do better than this." And I said, "You know what? I can." So then I started trying hard. And when I tried hard, then I got good grades.
How old were you when you started to be a reporter?
Oh, wow. My first job as a reporter, I was 22 years old. I got a job in a little tiny town in New Mexico called Farmington, New Mexico, because when you start out as a reporter, you can't start in a big city like Los Angeles. You have to start somewhere small, so you have to move away. So I got a job in this little tiny town, and I was 22.
How many years have you been working here?
I worked at this station for altogether 29 years. And then I worked at other stations for 3 years. So altogether, I worked in TV news for about 32 years.
What did you like most about your job as a news reporter?
The best part about being a news reporter is you get to go out and see things happening live. You get to meet lots of fun people. You get to see history that's happening right before your eyes. You might be able to see, I got to see the Pope when he was elected as Pope. He came right there in front of me and waved to all the people, and I got to be there when in Washington, the night that President Bush was reelected, he came out to talk to all of us reporters, and I got to be there for a big, huge a crisis in Mexico where there was a big explosion and many, many, many homes were burned to the ground. So it's very exciting when you get to see history being made right before your eyes.
How does your day start as a news anchor?
Your day starts as a news anchor by reading the newspaper. You read all the news and listen to all the news and hear about everything that's going on in the world.
So what is your schedule?
My schedule was I would read the news and then I would have my life at home and, you know, do my things for my family. But then when I got here, I would read all the stories that have been prepared, edit them, write some more, go get some makeup on my face, read some more, practice them. I have to practice reading them, read them, make sure there's no mistakes. I have to read every story about 5 times and make sure there's no mistakes. And then go on the air and do the newscast. And I do that 2 times because there were 2 newscasts I did. So I finished the newscast at 4, and then I would start all over again, reading my stories, practicing them, getting a little touch-up of my makeup, and then going on the air and reading my stories for the 2nd newscast.
Do you miss your job?
I do. I miss my job because I did it for a long time, and I got used to it, all the excitement and being here and being on the air and all my friends. I miss them. But I'm excited because I'm doing something that is really new and is just having so much fun learning something new and thinking about the possibilities of what I'll be able to do in the future, that it doesn't give me a lot of time to miss it.
Who inspired you to be an anchor?
That's a good question, because when I was growing up, there were very, very few people that I could see on TV that inspired me. There were no women, very, very few women. There were no Latinas. And so I would just see these guys and go, well, I could never do that. So then when I went to college and I started to work here as an intern, I was an intern before I worked here, I began to meet all these women reporters. And there was like Connie Chung and Trisha Toyota and Patty Ecker and all these women. And I thought, wow, there's women doing this. They could do it. If they can do it, I can do it. So all those women, when I met them, they inspired me to do this.
When you're presenting the news live, there is any news in special that it touched your heart, it made you cry, and you can control that, or you couldn't?
There were many stories that were very, very emotional, sad stories. Usually stories about a mom and a child, or always so hard for an anchor person to do. And you think about it, and then you try to think about something else, because otherwise you would cry. And sometimes we would be watching a story, like when you see the anchors and they're watching the reporter story, and they're watching, or maybe during the commercial, they're crying. We would be crying. There's many, many stories are so sad. But what happens is, when you're an anchor and a reporter, many times it's happening so fast that you don't have time to cry. So let's say there's the shooting in Oregon, you know, which was horrible on Thursday. So I wasn't here, obviously, but sometimes the reporters say, okay, how many? What do you know? What's going on now? Did they catch him? How many people are in the hospital? And there's so much happening that you don't have time to stop and cry, but then maybe later, then you cry because it's so sad.
Did you ever laugh when it was funny?
Yes. We laugh every day.
Did you ever stumble reading what you were going to say when it was live?
Yes, I stumbled a lot. Many, many times. Too many. Yeah, it happens. Everyone stumbles.
Now that you're studying public health, do you know what you want to do in public health?
I'm thinking maybe I can combine my journalism skills with my public health skills, maybe do communications in public health, or maybe something related to writing. But the good thing about public health is, as a public health practitioner, you're trying to get the message out to people about good behavior, you know, better ways to take care of yourself, but you're getting the message out. And as a journalist, that's what I did. I was always getting the message out. So I think there's going to be a lot of similarities between those two things.
This has been the GMP with Sylvia Lopez, broadcasting live here at the CBS2 KCAL 9 station. We hope you enjoyed listening to our interview. Thank you. Thank you, Sylvia Lopez. This has been Angelica Benitez with a GMP at the CBS2 KCAL 9 studios. I hope you enjoy this month's episode. And last but not least, we give our full gratitude to Sylvia Lopez for making this podcast possible. CBS2, we thank you for your kindness and patience for letting us understand how a news broadcast is produced. The GMP is produced by Betsy Foldis Meinman, original music by Laz Meinman.